News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Ireland's infrastructure changes, or challenges, I should say, are now seen as a direct threat to competitiveness. Chambers Ireland are warning delays in planning, housing, energy and transport are driving up costs and holding back growth. Their chief executive, Ian Talbot, joins us now. Ian, how serious is this situation for us, do you think?
Good morning, Shane. It's got very serious now. We're effectively frozen in time. Many of us will know we're using, for example, the train infrastructure. It doesn't seem to have changed much for the last 20 years, whereas the economy has boomed. So we're going to meet Pascal Donoghue, Minister Donoghue, and Minister Chambers this afternoon about our pre-budget submission. And we're really going to be reinforcing the absolute essential necessity that we start to get some of the big projects we need around, as you say, energy, water infrastructure, public transport over the line. Because that impacts us all. It impacts the cost of business and the cost of living.
Yeah. Can I ask you specifically, because we won't go through every piece of infrastructure, but I have to say, on a personal basis, my heart sank yesterday when I saw the story that there had been yet another appeal, legal appeal against the planned Greater Dublin Drainage Project, which is absolutely essential. If we want to build homes, more homes in Dublin, we need to build this and to take pressure off the existing wastewater systems. Another legal challenge to that. Your reaction to that?
Well, our heart sinks as well on the extent of the legal challenges, and in particular, the time it takes to process them. And perhaps the challenges, which are an essential part of our democracy, mightn't appear so bad if the courts, for example, had the resources they need to deal with these effectively and quickly. So sometimes it's about speed of delivery on these things as much as the issue itself. So again, one of the many things we're asking for is for more investment in the court system.
I think we're really good at some things in this country. You look at how, for example, with the threat of Brexit and how diplomatically, how well we did in terms of heading off that threat across Europe. You look even how, you could argue, I know everyone won't agree with this, but how well we came out of the disaster, the crash, and how quickly we came out of the crash. But we seem to be really bad on infrastructure and this thing. Why are we so bad at it?
It's very hard to put a finger on it. We've actually done some infrastructure things incredibly well. For example, if we do remember back before the 2008 recession, we managed to get all the motorways built.
We did them well, yeah. There was a few hairy ones at the start, but we actually got quite good at it towards the end.
And it accelerated. Once we got going, they actually happened quite quickly. So we can do it. But I think that there's a key component here that people need to think about themselves when they're looking at planning in their area and so on. These aren't victimless decisions that are made. I mean, ultimately, if a project gets delayed, there's a cost to keep the project going through the appeals process. Inevitably, if you're doing something 5 years later than you planned, the cost is going to be significantly higher. These are all things that just end up in the cost of living. They end up in the cost of living, whether it means you're taking on a 20-mile commute instead of a 5-mile commute, for example. They end up just driving up our energy bills, our waste and water bills, which come out of course, direct taxation. Water charges coming out of direct taxation means it's money that can't be spent somewhere else by the tax system. So these things actually have a real impact.
Okay.
I think people tend to think of them in isolation.
Sorry, and just very finally and briefly, your key message to Pascal Donoghue and Jack Chambers when you meet them?
The investment has to be in infrastructure. We do need to be cautious about not overheating the economy. And infrastructure has to take priority over everything else.
Okay, we will leave it there. Ian Talbot, Chief Executive of Chambers Ireland, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Ciara, you know what? I still don't get a sense of urgency from this government about this. I think they're talking the talk, but they need to walk the walk.
I fully agree with you, but I think that they feel that they're hamstrung by the system that we have, but the system needs to change. Our planning system allows the individual to hold up the common good over and over and there are too many
yet another challenge to the greater
too many individuals out there who hate change and we need to see things happening.
Okay, let us know what you think. 087 1400 10.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.